summer, and later on in the summer I went down to Creighton, Missouri, and we were engaged there, and I went home. I wanted to take mom right along home, but she thought no. And after a couple of weeks, then she did come by train to Salina, and I drove out. I used John's car or somebody to drive Salina 40 miles to bring her home. And took her back to Salina to go back home. And then I was sitting there. I was supposed to go to Canada, you know, and had all my books in wooden box ready to go. And the call just didn't come. If it wouldn't be so close to the end, I'd tell you that whole story too, how I had a number of calls, you know, actually before I then thinking, well, this won't come back or that. I finally, T. Carr Tiemann from Lincoln, you know, was at Colby, Kansas, and taking care of that field, and was vacancy pastor at Hoxie. The pastor before me had left. It wasn't Heineke, it was one after him, I think. Anyhow, and so hearing, I guess, from his folks there at Lincoln that I was sitting there and my call didn't come, he then got the notion to ask the congregation whether they wouldn't call me, and as vacancy pastor, I got the call from Hoxie. And after I then, without consulting too many people, my folks were anxious that I would get started in the ministry, and I didn't know what was coming, so I decided to go to Oxford, to Hoxie, and Tiemann installed me, and my sister Hattie, who had been working at the telephone office in Lincoln, offered to go along and keep house, because I didn't know anything about housekeeping, and so she kept house, and from September till the next May, when we were married the 6th of May, for after Christmas, I did get to go take the train from Selden, or it was at Dresden, to Iowa City to Seaman.
We just have a little bit left, but why don't you